Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S.? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S., they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show.
Death syndrome. Just kind of
sudden adult. We were just talking about how Alex ate a chip.
Oh yeah, we're back.
And he's gonna get myocarditis and die.
Yeah.
Now, what they're saying is that you're gonna get mud butt for 5 days.
Honestly, I'm probably not gonna have a solid stool for a while, but it's worth it here. At the
eat some
Tim
cheese.
Oh,
yeah. Eat a lot of cheese.
I am eating a lot of cheese.
Colostrum charcoal.
You gotta get what about ashwagandha? Right? What does that do?
Well, that is for your thyroid and hormones and male health. Specifically, but
okay. Well, and I know we're on the after show, and I could have brought this up, but I don't know why. I'd like to get Tim's opinion on. There's a guy, and I had a chance to call him out. Now I'm kind of ruining it, and I should have. But what do you guys think about Brandon Straka giving information about Simone Gold that led to her arrest?
I never heard about this.
Have you heard about that, Tim?
Yeah, I think it's bullshit.
Well, but it's in those leaked things where it said that.
No, Brandon, but I think the goal of it is just to make people hate each other and fight each other, and I think they're trying to make it seem a lot worse than what really happened.
Well, and
I don't trust the feds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they could write something. Yeah, I mean, I guess you give them the benefit of the doubt. But
what is this? Is that the key gave me?
Oh, now we got some key issues.
Oh, okay.
Alex making
it's
faces.
The wrong Honda though. Anyway,
right,
but Allison took the other one.
He said,
"You guys see, that's why Tim is a man of the people. A wealthy man still drives a Honda because
that's
he's not going to be an elitist.
Bro, Honda's more expensive than the Tesla. Are you kidding?
No, I love Hondas. No, I'm a Honda Toyota all day,
dude,
and they make great cars.
No joke. Like Teslas are cheaper. Like depending on the Honda you get, but these are like work vehicles. This is it's a Pilot. You know."
Yo, but
we needed the seats for the guests and the luggage and stuff.
My point being is Simone Gold went to jail, and she was the leader of America's Frontline Doctors, and she was the one talking about the COVID narrative. So for me, what conspiracies are there? There's so many conspiracies in the world, but I just cannot believe the glaring thing with the sudden adult death syndrome was not a real thing. That wasn't even a term. There was SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, and now they've skyrocketed in life insurance payouts 40% in the past year, and nobody is talking about the one thing that could be causing this. And for me, I think that's one of the biggest conspiracies that's right in front of her face that nobody is even really mentioning.
Sudden adult death syndrome from 2006.
That's sad.
It's just funny how like we're seeing all these stories where it's like, is climate change causing heart attacks? And I'm like, what?
Well, obviously myocarditis and heart issues have happened before, you know, whatever the vaccine, but it's just the alarming rate of soccer players, and you see all these people, the marathoners that are falling down. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but you know, like the thing is, I'm not so sure that it's the vaccine itself, but the mass vaccination. So we've never done a 4X mass vaccination before. And so I'm wondering if the real issue is, it's a fact that vaccines have side effects. They are typically rare, relatively, depending on what your definition of rare is. But like, it's like, what is it, the fractions of a percent of people who experience negative side effects that are serious. So when you give out like 50,000 shots, you know, in over a weekend, it's like you might see 5 people and no one really cares, no one gives a shit. But you give out not just 100 million shots, you give it out 4 times. Mm. then you're going to see people increasingly suffering the side effects of those shots.
Okay, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this conspiracy. I had a guy named Dr. Ben Tapper. He's been, you know, shut down all over the internet, and he has this theory, and his family's been anti-vax for a while. And I mean, you know, whatever your opinion is on vaccine, but he theorizes that the reason why you have such an increase in gender dysphoria is because we're giving children vaccines that are cultured on aborted fetal cells, and there's two lines of aborted fetal cell. There's a male one or a female. So he believes that we're giving these children vaccines that might have the DNA of a woman to a boy at a really young age, and because because they're getting it at such a young age in the developmental stage when their cerebral cortex is developing, you know, it's basically epigenetics is what they call that, and I wasn't familiar with it, but it almost makes sense, because why are so many more people have gender dysphoria?
Plastic.
Yeah. Well, PCBs, I mean, there could be multiple causes.
I think that's a good almost theory. So there's a stem cell therapy you can get, intravenous stem cell therapy. You may have heard of it.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And so when you get, they have these, like Joe Rogan talks about, like NAD, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. These same companies will offer up, it's like $8,000 stem cell therapy. And what happens is they give you an IV, the stem cells go into your body, and they attach themselves to where there's inflammation. And then they start becoming the cells around it and healing, right? The only problem is you don't know the sex of those cells. Mm. So I was thinking about this. I was like, if those, because they're like, it comes from, the umbilical cord of a baby. And I'm like, what if it's a girl baby? And you're a dude. Right. And you put 30 million female cells attached to all of your organs and everything. Not just that, you're chimeric. The DNA of those things is going to be different. Unless I'm wrong about stem cells. I don't know.
No, and then you're gay. No, I'm just kidding. No.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, this is the crazy thing about the stem cell therapy. I'm like, if you got it every day, would you be immortal? Like, is it going to replace the damaged and dead cells? And then eventually, like, you'll just be some other person or something?
How old is Henry Kissinger and Larry Silverstein?
But they're drinking the adrenochrome. But did you see Jared Kushner also said that he might live forever and he thinks he's going to be immortal?
Yep. Why?
Yeah, that's literal transhumanism, and that's one of the worst things, I think. And real quick, I want to let you go, but I think that's what I believe. I believe The Matrix is almost a true story, because I think that they're going to say, oh, climate change is so bad here, plug into the metaverse, live in this fake pod, where there you only live for 72 years here on Earth, but you live for 1,000 years in the metaverse.
Well,
the Matrix.
Only the lucky people, the elites, course, will live forever, and of course that's their plan. And the comments made what's his name again? Sorry, it just totally blanked out here. Kushner.
It
was like, he's like, I need to get healthy because I want to live forever. And with the technological advancements, that can happen. Yeah,
he said that. Yeah. That's pretty deep, because we talk about occultism, and we talk about like these secret societies, but the idea of living forever and uploading your consciousness to a computer and the transhumanist agenda, that's what they want more than anything. And when they're being out in the open, like, that's as anti-God as it gets. It's like they want to play God. And I think, for me personally, and you guys might not agree with this, but the idea that you convince everybody that two rocks smash together and we just evolved from pond scum and that everything is an accident, I think that's kind of evil, and that we should die and that there was some sort of creator. Now, you might have a different creator, you know, each person might not agree who that creator is. I guess my point being is I feel like there is somebody that pressed play on this record player, and you're supposed to be a beginning, there's supposed to be an end. And the idea of the transhumanists or living forever, that's actually satanic and demonic.
So let me check this out from Medical Press. They say, when a cell divides, its DNA is duplicated, and each resulting daughter cell inherits one copy of the DNA. Over time, errors arising during the duplication process can lead to mutations and cause cancers. Using sophisticated approaches, including video imaging, the Pasteur team show that stem cells retain the original DNA strands. Their findings also represent the best visual evidence yet for immortal DNA. So would that imply you get 30 million stem cells flood into your body? They attach themselves to damaged portions of the body and then start replicating. So now they're what, immortal? And if you do that how many times over 7 years, every day for 7 years, to replace all the cells in your body with these immortal stem cells or some shit?
You just figured it out. We're going to live forever, Tim.
I'm not.
not us.
Not us. No, I'm just
the people on Jeffrey Epstein's island will live forever. And of course, that's the technology that they're working towards. And that's why they're trying to get people in the pods. That's why they're trying to lower the, you know, people's reproductive rights. That's why they're saying, Yaral Harari, Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, is saying we need to pacify the general public with video games and with drugs, because they're going to become useless individuals. And that's essentially the society that they're creating.
Where does the lobster cells come into all this, too? Lobster cells?
What did you
talk about? So lobsters, there's a theory that they don't die.
And oh, that's true. That's true. They're biologically immortal.
And so that they were doing some experimentation with the stem cells from lobsters because of the, and I don't fully.
Jordan Peterson was onto something, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
That's
I don't know, but they are immortal. They only die through accidents and, yep. and you know, so if you have a lobster, it just lives forever.
Yep. Well, Deborah, the manager at the Red Lobster on Technology Boulevard, actually recently did die, so I think I just debunked that.
Is that true?
Yeah, she did. RIP, Deborah. She'd always give me a few little extra linguine noodles and stuff. She was really great.
Oh, that's really
sad. Yeah, I know.
So is that the conspiracy we're settled on? Are there any other conspiracies?
There's a shit ton of conspiracies.
What are you talking about? We can go insane for the Ukraine. I mean,
I think my favorite conspiracy is that AOC was an actress and that they chose her out of a lineup and then gave her lines to read and made her a politician.
Well, they kind of did. Did you see her documentary, Bring Down the House? I mean, mm-hmm. they did cast her. She basically had to give an audition.
Really? To who?
Yeah.
Just watch the documentary. It's of a political action committee that was looking for somebody in that district, and there's a bunch of other people that submitted, and they made a documentary, which is kind of like a movie. So, I mean, kind of. She kind of was, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why that conspiracy is out there.
She auditioned to be...
Basically, I mean, she's, you know, like for a reality TV show or something where you send in, you know, a little personality chart. Oh, I graduated from Boston University. I'm a dancer. I'm a bartender.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, is that what you said?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I'm a man of the women, or I'm whatever. What is it?
A woman of the people.
Yeah, a woman of the people. That's what I meant to say. Duh.
She's not a very smart person, though, but that was probably a plus for the.
You say that. Maybe. And Tim is the wealthiest guy in the room, but hey, AOC's got $29 million, you know, and she's not doing too bad.
Does she have $29 million?
That's what they say her net worth right now. Yeah, that's
what
they say. That's what they said, because she was just complaining about how her abuela's roof was, you know.
No, it says fake news. No evidence she has a net worth of $29 million.
Ah, debunked really fast, huh?
Yeah. Well, it depends how many offshore bank accounts she has. That's you know, we don't know about that number.
All she has to do is get some insider trading.
Bro, her most recent disclosure says that she has between $3,000 and $45,000 in assets. She broke.
Yeah, she does complain about that a lot.
She's broke. But
did you see Hunter Biden try to get his child support payments reduced?
Yeah, because he's broke.
Yeah, it's not getting.
It's all crumbling down, dude. The machine is falling.
But Joe Biden won't even acknowledge his own granddaughter. I mean, this is the president of the United States that has children. Like, not that. It's not like his great-great-grandkid. It's right there. And they are so, like, they do not care about telling the truth whatsoever. They will not even acknowledge their own family members. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. AOC's got to get out of Congress to become rich. So she has an incentive to not win. You know what I mean?
What was the theory? Where did they think she was getting the money from?
I don't know.
I don't know where all that.
Her net worth was negative in 2018.
Well, how did Barack Obama get hundreds of millions of dollars? I mean, he was only.
I'm sorry, this is crazy just like to think about like people's net worth is negative. Like, that's a weird prospect. They're like,
it is.
Yeah, in 2018, AOC's estimated net worth was negative $8,499.
Well, a lot of people's student debt or, you know, they have a negative.
I know, it's kind of crazy. It's like you're worth nothing.
You're worth less than nothing because you owe.
Yeah, right.
you owe the bank.
That's
money.
Crazy, man.
That's interesting. Maybe that's why they call those people like useless eaters or well, whatever.
Well, have you guys not heard that conspiracy? Is that basically the Federal Reserve just borrows money on our Social Security? That's why it's all fake, and that's why they, you know, they can say, "Oh, the Federal Reserve is worth X amount of dollars," because that's kind of what they expect you to pay in taxes, and they assign different amounts, different Social Security numbers from different socioeconomic backgrounds, supposedly.
Look at this. Celebrity Net Worth says the website future billionaires read every day. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, looks
AOC's
like
AOC's net worth is 200,000. Her salary is 174. I call bullshit. These websites are always so full of shit.
Anthony Weiner, though, he was great.
But I want to be a billionaire, so I better start reading this every day so I can read about celebrities.
I suspect that AOC is not a millionaire because she isn't like a Nancy Pelosi level, Barack Obama level, like strategic, like right. person who follows the stock market, like, you know, Nancy's stock picks on Twitter or whatever.
Type in Dan Crenshaw's stock picks. He supposedly enriched himself the second
too?
Most. Oh, Dan yeah. Crenshaw,
Luke
yes.
Yeah. Rutkowski net worth.
-$48.
Is that 1.7 million or is that 17
Whoa,
million?
17
Look
million.
At Luke. Look Whoa. At him. 900K.
I'm balling.
Number
Hell
one
yeah.
pimp, cinematographer, going, and sound department.
We're going to the strip club after this one.
Wow. Look at that slob. Look at that.
Oh, shit. Swag game 1,000. Larry Silverstein, watch out.
Oh, here
Let's
we go.
Let's see who this is.
Oh,
Alex
shit.
Stein.
How much net worth? What?
What's his net worth?
Does it
Where
say?
Is it?
Come on.
What's got a, what is all this?
Like, how much
Girlfriend?
Am I worth?
Yeah, what is this? Yeah.
He met Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, well, I think I rapped about
where
Vladimir
is.
Putin.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
$700,000.
Hey, nice.
I'll take it.
Not
I'll
bad.
Take it. Money says, in the bank. No, shorty, what you drank? Let's go.
It says the maximum earning that Alex generates from his YouTube channel gives him a net worth. Today, he has a net worth of $700,000, which is not too high for a person. You know what I want to do? I want to do this. I want to do
what
Ian Crossland.
Oh.
Oh, there's the Ian Crossland comparison. This is the comp.
That is it.
Ian Crossland net worth.
$2 million.
$6
million?
Yo. What?
Hey,
what the fuck?
I'm going to ask him to borrow some money.
Wait, what's going on? What the? What people don't understand.
Wait, were he in those? Was he in Scream of the Bikini in those movies?
Bro, you don't.
Thick?
Yeah, he was.
He was in a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah. Wow. So maybe
actor.
He is.
That's He's a crisis true. Actor.
Yeah. Is he actually?
What? Like, I don't know. Do you actually have $700,000?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Hell no.
This is way off.
So maybe Ian's not really worth $6 million.
Oh, disappointing.
I can tell you this, like people pull up the thing from me and they post it all the time and it's not true. It's all bullshit.
No, it was off.
Like I don't know where they make these numbers up. It's so fucking weird.
They spin a wheel.
Yeah, it's literally probably some like tech guys in India.
They know,
some, like,
yeah, they know
farm,
someone's gonna click
know?
It. My favorite conspiracy is that Ian Crossland is worth $6 million.
That's a great conspiracy. I feel like Ian would like that too.
Maybe he is. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? He does have.
Maybe that one's right in the money.
He co-founded Minds.
Does have crypto. It's true. Yeah.
He created a social network.
Yeah.
We should do a vlog. Oh, this is a good idea for a vlog. A parody of the Social Network with Ian.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And Bill. We'll get Bill Ottman.
Yes. Bill's coming out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What other conspiracy theories?
Well, I mean, what do you think about, you know, the idea of like, you know, you can go like, there's different levels, I think, in the conspiracy iceberg. Like the first one is like chemtrails, you know, like that's lame. But then do you believe that they are spraying stuff in the atmosphere, Tim? I'd like to get your opinion. You don't think so?
Hey, I'll let you guys know this.
They are.
Look.
Obviously. They are. Duh.
Yeah, of course.
Ian's worth more money than me.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
I'm only worth $3 million.
Wow,
wait,
you gotta step
what?
Up game. You got to get only, on
yeah,
Ian's
Ian,
level.
Yeah, Ian. Go. Ian's. He's the real powerhouse behind this.
Fucking
you know,
go.
Like, you know, Ian, yeah, he's in charge. It's
yeah,
all him.
True.
All
yeah,
time.
That's true.
He's
me?
The real
I'm
boss.
I'm just a fall guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you're the actor. He's the one financing.
No, I was just kind of wondering because, like, you know, if you kind of pull up, like, the conspiracy, you know, there's a bunch of different conspiracy icebergs. That's kind of like, you know, level one.
Yeah.
And then it goes to where it's like, you know, you can get kicked off YouTube where it's like, the Jewish Illuminati runs everything. You know, that's like the farthest thing than kind of the introduction.
The Jewish Illuminati.
Well, you know, you've never heard that?
As what? Opposed to like the WASP?
No, it's different.
There's like two different ones.
It's different.
Are
yeah,
really?
There's like a Zionistic.
No.
Yeah, shut up. You never heard about
that?
That?
I thought there was one Illuminati.
Well, the whole idea between 9/11, the reason why people, they don't like talking about 9/11 truth is because they consider it anti-Semitic because there's all this evidence that Israel supposedly had prior knowledge to the attacks, but there's also evidence that Condoleezza Rice and George Bush had prior knowledge and that they disregarded it, I mean, according to them. So my point being is it's hard to say anything about Israel because it's, you know, that's the – I'm saying that is persona non grata. I can't talk about it, but there's a huge sect of conspiracy people that blame everything on Israel.
Ian was doing it on the show. He was like, Israel's the second biggest colonizer on the planet. And I was like,
what
the fuck are you talking about?
What?
It's like a PSYOP within a PSYOP, and there's a lot of disinformation campaigns to make everyone look really bad. It's like taking a turd in a punch bowl. It's like, okay, you have this great punch bowl. You have all these people asking these legitimate questions, trying to hold government accountable, and then you got some racist, xenophobic, crazy motherfucker being like, it's all the people that were born this way. And I'm like, really, motherfucker? And the corporate media likes to concentrate on that and makes that the central issue when it should be about accountability. It should be about asking hard questions. But when it comes to Israel, there is a stigma where a lot of people are afraid to even criticize it. You know, mm-hmm. let's be real with ourselves. And I think there's some things with every government you should be able to criticize, and some things you should be able to accept and not accept, and be able to have a reasonable discussion. But sadly, when it comes to Israel, you have a lot of spheres of crazy people that fuck up the dialogue and make it impossible to have a normal conversation.
Yep. Yeah, but for me, we brought it up earlier too, you know, Laura Silsby, you know, people are like, oh, was there really a pizza parlor that they were, you know, trafficking children out of? No, obviously Comet Ping Pong was probably not the place. I mean, maybe a bunch of powerful people
ate there.
I've eaten there too.
We went there together, didn't we?
Yeah,
with Cassandra.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird.
Well, I'm saying John Podesta
running around screaming crazy.
Guys, not just James Alefantis' weird ass Instagram with like all these kids and stuff, but you look at people like Tony Podesta and John Podesta, mm-hmm. who are brothers, who have all this weird Jeffrey Dahmer style art, and it's not just to be edgy. Like they're hanging out with Marina Abramovic, who is a literal spirit cooker, where she'll get blood and semen and throw it on the wall. Oh. So it's just very weird. If you bring this up, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're calling him out. Yet, you know, Bill Clinton on the Lolita Express 26 times without Secret Service. They've gone and investigated Barron Trump. They spent more time in Barron Trump's, you know, underwear drawer than they have on the Epstein's flight logs. So, I mean, it's just, there is a lot of conspiracies that are right in front of our face, but they'll never get exposed.
My favorite conspiracy right now is that Lindsey Graham's a Democrat.
That's not even a conspiracy.
Well, no, probably not. I mean, you know, he has Lady G. You've heard that conspiracy.
What is that? What is that one?
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
That he's homosexual?
Oh, yeah. But, like, what's the basis for it?
Well, because he sleeps with little call boys in D.C., and he calls himself Lady G is the name.
I mean, he's 67 and unmarried.
I know. Good for him. He can go get all the little boy he wants, I guess, or whatever.
But is there evidence, like, someone came out and said that or something?
Well, I mean, you know, you're like the meme.
You can tell me everything about the moon, but you can't tell me.
Oh, I'm an expert. But Tim is like that meme. It's like, it's conspiracy. Show me a mainstream article agreeing with it. You know,
I'm telling you, tell me the basic story. Like, who's this Lady G? What's going on?
Supposedly, in D.C., Lindsey Graham has an alias called Lady G that goes to the same people that you use for escorts, for women escorts. They have boy escorts, too. And so there's certain services that you know, whatever, their clientele or politicians.
People are saying that the Democrats have proof, so that's why he just does whatever they say.
Probably so, but if he was smart, he would just come out as gay. It'd probably give him a lot of clout. Yeah, I mean, honestly. And that's the other thing. It's like they say in the right wing that, oh, they're all full of bigots and racists. I would say that the right wing loves, you know, shining the light on people of color or women. You know, they always want to put them in positions of power, which I think is good. So it's just funny how a lot of that is just projection.
Yeah. Yeah. Which proves the moon landing, you know.
I'm a moon landing nut, dude, and don't even get me started on, you know, the real one, and I don't even want to get involved in it, is the idea of, you know, you said it earlier, you know, the idea of the heliocentric model, or the idea of the Big Bang, that everything smashed together and we just started from nothing. For me, that sounds, you know, fake, and people will start arguing like, oh, is God real? And listen, I believe God is real. Do I believe your God is the right God? No, I don't want to sit there and have some, you know, theist argument, but my point being is I think that is one of the biggest scams they've done on children, is they've convinced you that you've all were just some cosmic accident and nothing matters, your life is not important, when in reality that it's just the chances. At some point, I think we had 8,000 grandparents just to get here, just to do the hibbity-dibbity at this exact time. Just the sheer fact that your dad could have been eating at McDonald's instead of doing your mom that one day, you know, and you're not here. My point being is it's an actual, we all hit the life lottery just being here. Yeah. But the first thing they do is convince a kid that, oh, well, your life doesn't matter. You're just just a cosmic accident, so nothing matters.
Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, or that you were just an animal. In Georgia, the country, not the state, they just found the tooth that totally contradicts all of the scientific rhetoric when it comes to human evolution. I believe the tooth is 12,000 years old. You could pull up the story, but it absolutely changes everything in the scientific landscape, showing you how almost everything we were taught in schools was a fucking lie. And there's a lot of lies, and there's a lot of things that are not true.
1.8 million year old tooth.
Okay, so I was wrong.
One hominins older, outside of Africa.
Yeah, a little bit older. But look up Georgia and then human tooth. Okay, this is USA Today. Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So hominins. Hominins.
So again, what we're told about our evolution, what we're told about our history, all that shit is a fucking lie. Every little last aspect of it. History is written by the victors. There's also a lot of other conspiracies about there being prior civilizations and
that's my
how
favorite
humanity
one.
Tartaria
Atlantis.
Andreas Exertus is one of the guys I watched on that.
Do you know that Venus used to be like Earth, but a runaway greenhouse effect resulted in a sulfuric atmospheric environment which destroyed everything? And so the theory is, when the runaway greenhouse effect was about to destroy the planet, the military of one of the most powerful Venusian countries created a secret military project to bring on as many people as possible. And they took the DNA of as many different species. Of course, you'd need two sets of DNA from the male and the female. And they called it the Ark Project. And then everybody boarded this big spaceship and they said, we're going to go terraform Earth, our next closest neighbor, because it's in a similar zone and we can probably live there. And then so then this big ship comes down and then they started seeding life right around the Cambrian era. All of a sudden there's this big explosion of life. Then they bring people down. But these people, they weren't military people. They were like engineers. They were like insurance salesmen. And so you have the military running the Ark Project, and then you have the people being sent down to Earth, and the people with the good technology, they like live a lot longer. But then like the indentured servants go down and live on Earth. Then time goes by and the people who live on Earth are like, there's no technology. So they're like living in mud huts and shit. And then they have kids. And so they're like, yo, we better write a book explaining like the basic rules so that people understand how to live and all that. And then they
that's
make a
Bible.
Book. Or, and they make a book.
Yeah.
And then it gets mistranslated and translated and translated. And then all of a sudden, the second in command, right, for the Ark Project, he goes to the military commander and he's like, we've established civilization here. It's time to restore democracy. And the guy running the Ark Project, he's like a military general. And he's like, no, we will be wiped out. We will not survive unless we have strong leadership. And this is a military operation. And then second in command, he's like, no, it's time to go back to a sound government and let people vote. And then a war breaks out, in the heavens, as it were, like in the sky. And then people are watching these ships and they're blowing stuff. And then second in command guy, they're like, you've been defeated. And then they send him down to Central America. And then, eventually, the dude who runs the project, he's like, I need to, it's been like a long time now because they live for a long time because it's been like 100 years and they have really good technology on board. So they live for, but the people on Earth have gone through several generations. So now he's like, now that we've built up the civilization, how do we reestablish contact? And he's like, I got to have a kid grow up down there that can liaise between the two. And then he does. And then, this kid grows up. And then eventually one of the emissaries from the Ark Project comes down and he tells him like, your dad's actually the dude up there in the spaceship. And he's like, what the fuck, get out of here. And then he's like, and then one of the dudes comes down and tells him, if they find out what you are, they'll kill you because you got more power than them. And then, you know the rest of the story. I'm going to tell you guys.
Is this
a movie?
Yeah, I know.
All right, so I'll tell you. So Hams is the son of the Ark Project leader. He's the half son, right? Good. And he was artificially inseminated by they find this woman and they they eject her with the embryos and then she gives birth and like, how did it happen? You need to have sex. And she's like, I don't know. And it was just like artificial insemination, right? So she has this kid and then he grows up. Then he finds out that his dad's in the spaceship and is actually the guy from the Ark Project. And then they're like, you're going to go around there and tell everybody like, here's how it's going to be and here's what we're going to do because we're trying to reestablish contact. And then this dude is just like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. And then he gets his followers and they go around telling everybody how to do it. But then eventually they find out like this guy's going around saying that he's like the son of this dude. Like, nah, we can't have none of that because he's overriding our rule. So we got to kill him. And then, basically the guy from the Ark Project is like, you better go down there and do my bidding. And these people are going to work for me and we're going to reestablish order. And then he's like, I think you're wrong. We can't do that. These people have freedom, right? These people have democracy. They have their own form of government. And then he's like, then you're off on your own and they're going to kill you. And he's like, then fine, so be it. And he was like, you would actually sacrifice yourself for those primitive people? And he's like, yes, I would. And then he dies because he refused to reestablish the slave military rule. And then, you know, he gets stabbed and then they take his body down. And then the Ark Project, you know, beams him back up. And then they use the technology to heal him. And then they're like, okay, fine. We're going to leave him alone. And we're going to, you know, there you go.
Kind of like a Jesus story. What about Nephilim?
It's quite literally.
I know, exactly. But I'm saying, what do you know about Nephilim, Tim, and
the angels that were banging the humans?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly kind of they came down and kind of the half-Z's.
Well, like then there's that. Like Anunnaki. You know about that?
Of course, I am on an
Planet X.
X, man. It's coming back. You know about Planet X?
I don't.
Well, you know, a lot of stuff doesn't make sense. So, you know, the World Fair, some of those buildings they built, and then they just tore them down. And for me, I just did a tour of the Capitol, like an actual tour, and they make you watch like a 10-minute video before it gives you the history. And that was so weird. Like, they made it. They hammered this home. Like, the Capitol was finished in 1811, built by slaves. You know, like, slaves didn't want to do this. You know, like, you know, which is all true. And then said, oh, well, it was burnt down by the British in 1813. Like, that doesn't even make sense either a little bit. Like, they're able to build this stuff with no technology. They don't even have an electric hammer, electric drill. You know, none of the technology that we have. And they're able to build these ornate buildings that with, you know, architecture that we can't even recreate.
Freemasons.
Like, exactly. With secret geometry or secret architecture is whatever they call it.
Do you see that? There's a crazy picture where it's a microchip. And it's got like the weird patterns.
And it looks and like then, a city?
No, it looks like the floor of a church from like the 1300s or some shit.
Oh, wow.
Like the same design was there. So I'm saying, you know, like time is cyclical, man.
Mm. Well, allegedly the Freemasons use some kind of energy circle and then they're able to levitate stuff. There's a lot of different crazy theories out there. But
well, here's what it's actually really simple. And this is the truth. Everybody has magic powers. Mm-hmm. But fluoride calcifies the pineal.
Probably.
Gland. And so then what happens is... The Illuminati did this because they were like, we need to be in charge of all of this. And if too many people have access to magic, it'll be chaos. So back in the day when there were very few humans, everybody, you know, had magic to some degree. And then eventually once the planet started getting more developed and war was breaking out, they were like, we better control this. So they put fluoride in you know, everybody's water, calcifying the pineal gland and taking away people's magic. And now the world elites, they have magic.
You guys want to know what the biggest conspiracy theory is?
Mm. The biggest one?
That the government cares about you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's cognitive dissonance where people know the government lies. So they're like, oh, I think the government is my best interest.
So, those are all actual conspiracy theories people believe because of the double slit experiment. There's actually crazier experiments where they say that like our observation has an impact, like even into the future and the past. It's crazy shit. So there was another one that someone mentioned that was even crazier than the double slit experiment. You guys know about double slit experiment?
What?
It's in What the Bleep Do You Know?
So it's simple. Electrons are particles, right?
Oh yeah. They try to make it go through one slit,
yeah, it goes through both. Yeah. But then if they try and watch which slit it goes through, it actually goes through one and becomes a particle again. And so the new age bullshit is that by observing it, you're causing a wave function collapse. I think it's just that our instruments are probably interfering with it. But there's a lot of people who believe that. Electrons are in a superposition of all available positions until you look at it, and then it collapses into a single point.
That's dumb.
So it's like Schrodinger's cat. People think that anything can and will be happening and that your mind can affect it if you will it to be so. You manifest it. So because of that, people believe that the elites poisoned our water to take away our ability to influence our environments. And that way they control everything.
And that's why you guys should join the Church of Scientology with me, because L. Ron Hubbard has some teachings, and we can get rid of all of that, and we can get you your magic powers back if you're willing to go.
No,
clear.
You just what is it? There's a herb that people take that cleanses the
marijuana.
No, it's not marijuana. It's like it might be ashwagandha. I don't know. I was reading about it. There's like an herbal thing that people are taking that's been like removing calcium deposits.
Is that like Selajet or something like that? I think I know what you're talking about.
What's it called? I think I know what you're talking about. I can't remember it, to be honest with you.
And then once your pineal gland is decalcified, you can see entities and spirits and cast magic spells and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's what people believe, anyway. I kind of think it's bullshit because there's like native tribes that live in the jungle that have no fluoride or anything like that. They don't cast magic spells, so
yeah, I
know,
but
we know of,
but
that we know North Sentinel Island.
Do you think humans are getting smarter? I think we're getting dumber.
We're
devolving. You know,
no, they're not getting. Humans are the same,
really. Because this is why, if you look at like a building, even a governmental building from, you know, the 1800s, 1900s, it was so ornate, beautiful, gargoyles. Now everything's like this postmodernism crap, square.
But
buildings.
That's just culture.
I know, but culture
is collapsing.
Doesn't our art kind of correlate with how smart we are? If we can't even build a creative building or make something look cool?
It's that we've basically figured it out, right? So you look at movies in the 80s and 90s, and it's like they're getting good, but they're not that good. Like Groundhog Day was amazing, but nobody would make a movie like that today because it was a weird fucking movie.
Like, didn't have enough transgender characters.
Oh, it wasn't woke enough. So now we get like 12 Transformers movies where there's almost no dialogue because it plays well for international audiences. We like computers can write songs that are guaranteed hits. They can literally just program an AI to write a pop song.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was the most popular movie before Top Gun came out. Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
It's all remix. The Disney announcement was all remix. Our culture is fucking dead. And that's why I'm like, we got to make stuff. We have to start bringing culture back. Otherwise, we're fucked.
Well, I think that's what helps people's mental health, too, is like if you're creating something, even if it's something that not everybody likes, like, you know, you're not necessarily creating a podcast so everybody will listen to it, but you kind of create it, it's therapeutic, it makes you feel good. And we do need to create, and that is why, you know, that's kind of also like, I think, a CIA conspiracy is that we've gotten rid of art exceptionalism. You look at like Jackson Pollock, how he was, oh, he's the best painting, and his paintings were kind of crap.
Trash.
And that's and that's, yeah, exactly. And so that's kind of what's going now with the architecture and the buildings. It's just this like cookie cutter bull crap, you know, without any creativity. And that's why we're getting dumber. Is we need to think outside. Like Taco Bell used to say, think outside the bun.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, then there's no better time to wrap things up with that right there. Ryan, thanks for hanging out. Alex, of course.
Been awesome.
Just along for the ride.
Luke.
This was fun.
Everybody who's a member, thanks for making this all possible. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you all next time.